right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Adults, please.
Adults, please.
Turn it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up, boys and girls? Radio BAM, you're listening live. You know what channel it is, so I'm not going to tell you. It's the 28th faction of True Satisfaction. Oh, and if we have any phone calls tonight, well, we'll get to that number shortly. I'm sitting here live in the studio. Live means in your presence tonight, and it's delicious. Sweet Raekyon is here. Jessel Toll, Jessel Margerian. Brandon Novak,
a.k.a. the Dream Seller. That's his new nickname. And this is Bam Margera here. And speaking of the Dream Seller, let's tell everybody why he's the Dream Seller. We were just on... by the way, I could never fly on normal flights anymore because we just took a private jet for 3 days straight all across Dallas. Then we went to Oklahoma and Tennessee all for these autograph signings. And... here we are, like, blasting heavy metal music, and I'm drinking beer standing up during the takeoff. Like, I couldn't have it any other way.
The pilots are flashing, put your seatbelts on, and we're standing up on the chairs having a full-on nightclub.
But the pilots loved us, though.
They party with us every night.
How hard is it to stand up when you take off?
Really hard, yeah.
What are you doing, like 400 miles an hour?
No, 650 to 7.
Oh, up in the air, though.
Yeah, oh, in the air.
What'd you say, Rake?
Costs 120 miles an hour to, you know, get the wind up to speed.
So 120 miles an hour standing up as you're taking off. So anyway, during these autograph signings, Novak has to, or the Dream Seller, I'm sorry, he has to sit around and wait for me to finish signing these autographs. It takes 4.5 hours because there's like 5,000 kids there, and if I leave 1,000 kids hanging, then I'm the biggest dickhead in the world. So I got to sit there and power them all out. And Novak, why don't you explain what you were doing on your spare time? I felt bad for this guy because he had to sit around. I'm like, man, the Dream Seller has to sit around and wait for me to sign these autographs. He must be bored. So go ahead, idiot, and say what you did.
He feels bad for me, but he invites me on a personal jet. Mind you, I don't belong there. They don't need me there, but I'm on a personal jet, so why the fuck would he feel bad for me, right? I'm on a personal jet. The pilots are coming up before takeoff. Mr. Novak, would you like any special foods? I haven't treated that good since forever. Okay, so, you know, I'm doing what I do best, man, just throwing game at broads while he's signing autographs.
Dirtball.
few people recognize my face from whatever, so they come to me for autographs in between fucking fighting doors down for him, and we go to this mall. I'm walking around picking out good merchandise for the skate shop, telling them that Bam wants one. Really, I want it, so it's free for me. I'm like, yo, Bam wants this. Can you get it for him? And they're like, oh, sure, but it's all my stuff. Because you know? They wouldn't dare give it to me. You know? So I'm like walking around with shopping bags full of stuff that they think is for him, but really I'm going to wear it when I get home. And this girl's like, she sees I'm kind of like his buddy and his good friend. And like, is there anything I can do for you? And now she thinks I'm just as important as him, right? I'm like, well, we could use some brewskis here, babe. So she's working. She's an employee at this skate shop. She leaves the skate shop on work. She's getting paid to go get us all these Coronas. She comes back, and I'm like, babe, she comes back with the Coronas. She can't drink. I'm like, no, you can drink. You know why? Because if the manager says something, Bam's done signing. So anything that she wants to do, she can, only because
that's
he's signing.
Like, that's the best part, because Novak got me some vodka and pineapples to sign these, like, 5,000 autographs for 4 hours because I couldn't have it any other way. So, like, you know, this guy, Beetle, who Novak insists calling him Spider.
I kept calling him Spider.
He's like, my name is Beetle. But anyway, Beetle's like this major Christian he's like this major Christian, and he was just like, we can't have him drinking vodka and pineapples. And so, like, the police, the security guys are just like, hey, man, you can't be drinking vodka and pineapples during these autographs.
They're telling
I'm like, well,
me that. They're
if I can't drink
that.
Vodka and pineapple, I can't sign autographs, so I'll see you guys later. So I get up, and then they're like, no, sit down. You can drink the vodka and pineapple. But anyway, let's speed up the story here and
okay,
say what,
so
what
she
you
comes
did.
Back with the cases of Corona. Now, she paid for them, right? So I did nothing. I said, babe, I owe you for this. She said, oh, you don't owe me anything. I said, no, I owe you for this. And your prize awaits. Follow me. Take her directly to the employee bathroom.
You love a bathroom, don't you? Your dirty crotch is in every bathroom in America.
As much as I can have it.
So you just railed her then.
I take her in the bathroom. I'm making out, you know. She's a little slow in the draw. She doesn't want to drop her drawers real quick, right? So I'm like, man, this might be a waste of time for me. You know, I could make it happen quicker somewhere else. But she is hot as hell, man. Like, she's burning up hot. So once my hand makes it south, you know, I'm just like getting it ready. And once I feel a certain
just say it, you fuck.
Well, yeah. There might be young people, but once she's dripping down her legs.
Whoa! So much for the young people.
Then I know she's on. So her butt is against the thing, so I can't get her pants down. Now she's drenched, so slowly her ass comes off the counter. So I'm like, oh, she is prime and ready. Down, turn her over, bend her over, and start banging her. And she acts like she has so much class. She says, can you hold my purse? I don't want to put it on the floor and get it drilled.
Can you hold my purse? You're getting drilled in the bathroom. And then she came out holding the beer, and then they're like, you're drinking. Go home. You're fired for the day.
Meanwhile, they kicked me out of the autograph signing once and locked twice and locked the door on me. And I said, babe, you can't lock me out because he'll stop signing at any given say. and they unlock it.
Dude, that's the best part about having the dream cell around when we're filming, like, the MTV show and, you know, all that stuff. Because the PA, like, DeVito, you know, like, he's, like, a major high up in the MTV, like, filming the Viva La Bam show and
bullshit.
You know how they boss everybody around.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You, Dooner, go do this, and yo, you go drive that and pick this up, and da da. And then Novak just like sitting on the couch smoking a cigarette, like, hey, DeVito, give me a fucking pizza, would you? You know, like, you want me to order you a pizza? He's like, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know.
And if you don't do it, you might get fired. Bam will let me fire you. How about that?
And they get so pissed off because they can't say
they have to.
They can't fire him because he's never been hired. How can he be fired if he didn't get hired?
You can't get hired if you're not fired. I'm on personal payroll, not MTV.
Jesus, Novak, you're worse than I am.
Oh, man.
Novak, such good stories.
When you sell your book and you get a big mansion, are you going to have like really nice bathrooms to make love to all your ladies in instead of a bedroom?
No, I'm going to have scumhole bathrooms with holes in the wall, graffiti.
With peepholes
and graffiti.
And video cameras, so all my friends, you guys here, can watch via satellite.
Ew, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch new diseases be made.
Tell them about when we were in Texas and you walked in our room. What'd you do when you walked in the room?
What room? Where you got married?
No, where me
and DiCamello wouldn't even come into our room because he thinks the dream seller's such a scumbag. He's like, I don't even want to sit down anywhere.
Tell him how you moved.
No, I had a sandwich and I'm not gonna. And then I said to scoot away with my foot. All these filthy porno bags. There's Novak's just coming over everything. Come on his hands. It's just so disgusting. It's just leaking out of his fucking cock every second.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of all this smut, if you guys want to talk to us, why don't you call 877-PORN-BAG?
How perfect.
That is perfect for the conversation that we're having. In the meantime, I'm going to play In Flames, their new album. It's a song called The Quiet Place. And the Dream Seller, why don't you say what this station is?
Everybody out there in Radio Land, call us. Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction. Ladies, I prefer your calls 18 to 21. Yeah.
I'm not in this tough pain. 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 I'm not away. Whatever it takes to keep my head free. Stars in a quiet place. All the bridges fall to the ground. You say you sacrifice. The night calls my eyes. Then I close my eyes. Not me now. You should be afraid to let it show. Bow down. Bow down. I came in my own mind. Oh, everything is a place. So much by a frozen day.
Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, we're here live. Jessel Toll, master of drums. Jess Margera's here. Ray Jan with his sweet breath. Brandon Novak. I'm Deco, and of course, Bam.
Yo, Rake, in the intro you just said, how do you say it? Like, it's Sirius. Like,
I don't know if it was Sirius or Sirius. I don't know how the hell to say it.
Sirius.
That's the name of a star, right? Isn't that a red giant?
What are you guys drinking?
What do you think we're drinking?
Magic Hat.
Oh, is that Magic Hat?
It's Matt Cole's favorite thing.
Let me try it. It is Matt Cole's favorite. Dude, my uncle lives off this stuff.
Yeah. Now he does because it's free.
Yeah. Matt Cole drinks and drives. I remember one time I had to go to JFK Airport. I'm like, Matt, will you drive me to the airport? And he's just like, yeah, okay. He shows up with a six-pack. I'm just like, what's that for? He's like, well, I'm going to drink it on the way up. the six-pack was gone, I'm like, oh, the six-pack's gone. What are you going to do now? He starts sipping on some flask filled with whiskey. I'm like, what are you going to do on the way back? Yo.
That's how he measures distance. Like, how far do you get to your house, Matt? He's like, oh, my house is only like a six-pack away, dude.
Yeah, yo, Matt, dude, I'm Brandon, I'm telling you. He drives from Westchester to Allentown, Pennsylvania every day, and he said he wouldn't have it any other way if he didn't have a six-pack. It's just like, how far is Allentown? Is that like a two-hour drive? He's like, oh, it's about a six-pack. Yo, didn't he just leave Westchester now?
Yeah.
Dude, do you have his number? Let's call him.
Yeah, call him up.
If he's drinking and on the way up, because he does it every time I see him.
I know. Well, we were on the Guns N' Roses tour, and we almost got kicked off because of it. Because why? What'd he do? Because every time he'd be setting up my drums, he'd have, like, all these beers on stage, and, like, you can't be drinking beer while you're working. So Clear Channel would just yell at him every day, and he'd just keep sneaking it. But
I have him on film on the CKY tour. He's... like, you could carry, like, a snare and a bass drum at the same time, but, like, homeboy had a beer in his hand, so he had to keep going back. It took him double the time. Yo, let's call Matt Cole right now. All right,
call him up.
I hope he answers.
Signs of a true alcoholic. Hey, six-pack for the ride. Pounders if it's a rough day.
And not only that, but we would just, like, stop at random truck stops and stuff, and he would just be chain-smoking outside, and the bus would just leave without him. And we'd have to go back and get him.
Oh, dude, please answer.
Come on, Uncle Matt.
Come on, Matt.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Matt, are you driving from Westchester to Allentown?
Yeah, I'm on the turnpike.
Are you on the turnpike?
Are you staying? Yingling in your hand.
Are you staying sober these days, or are you six pack away?
No, I'm 5 years into it, man.
So what's happening? You have about 5 minutes left to go.
Well, I have like two more. If there's traffic, three more then.
So wait, do you only have a six? Boy. You have more than a six pack just in case?
I got a case.
Matt, hey, do you still have that flask filled with whiskey in case you run out quick? Like if there happens to be extra traffic. Remember when you took me to the JFK airport and I was like, what the hell is that? You're like, oh, I got a sixer. I got to drive to JFK. I mean, I couldn't have it any other way.
Matt, what would you do if you were about to get pulled over? Would you just keep running?
Actually, I love that feeling. Like, it's the air. Like, it's tingling. Like, there's a cop behind you. You got open containers everywhere. You're like, oh, I'm so nervous.
I asked Matt, like, yo, what if the cop was going to come behind you? He'd be like, man, I'd have fun with it, man. I'd run for as long as I could. Like, if I'm going to get in that much trouble, I might as well have some fun with it.
Dude, he's right. That should have wake you up quick, let me tell you.
Matt, well, I forgot to tell you that you're on Sirius Radio, by the way. Do you care? Are you laughing?
Let's just hope that the Allentown police aren't listening.
Oh, they're good.
Hey, Matt, where are you located exactly?
Mile marker, please.
I'm on the turnpike at the Quakertown exit, mile marker 78 in a blue.
You're the biggest idiot
I think I've ever met, dude.
What's your license?
There's a CKY sticker on the side.
Pull over now and run.
Hey, thanks. Matt. Hey, Matt.
What?
Would you like me to take you to a meeting?
What?
AA or NA meeting? Maybe?
No, that's narcotics, man. I actually ran out of money and didn't get any of that.
Hey, Uncle Matt, remember when you went to a Def Leppard concert and somebody got you on film smoking weed and then we had to tell Mama that you got caught? Remember that?
Actually, you know what that was? That was Ozzy Osbourne. That was the only opportunity I ever got to see Randy Rhoads play. And freaking soccer mom said, that kid over there is smoking weed to the freaking the security guard, the rent-a-cop. And they took me downtown. They, like, full cavity search, assholes.
Did she videotape you?
I don't know. It was just horrible. The whole thing was horrible.
Didn't you guys move to Indiana from Philly and you hated it so much that you ran away at the age of 14?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I had an ounce of weed, $200, and bologna, and I was good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
You took bologna?
I felt so bad, though. Like, I just, while I was cooking my bologna on the fire, I was all high. I was like, oh, my mom's pissed, man.
What fire?
Was it like a campfire?
Yeah, like we started a little, we made our little lean-to in the woods, you know, about 35 miles south of where the fuck I lived.
How long did you run away for?
Rob, his dad was beating his ass, so like that was half of it right there.
So he was like, yo, my dad's beating my ass and you hate Indiana, so let's go back to Philly, right?
Are you trying to come here?
Well, media.
I mean, I got read the riot act every time I got home. My mom's like, you smell like cigarettes, and like I just got sick of it, man. And I said, that's it, I'm Ozzy Osbourne rocks, and I gotta leave.
Ozzy Osbourne rocks,
and you gotta leave.
That made perfect sense to me. I would have been the same. You know?
Actually, the first metal show me and Bam ever caught was your band, dude, Madea.
Matt, I have your poster hung up in this very studio.
We're all looking at it right now.
Oh my God, it's right.
Look how 80s it is.
Everyone's autographed it.
Me and Bam were about 6 and 7, and the singer just came out like, how the fuck you guys doing tonight? Yeah. And then we got earmuffs so bad.
And Mom was so pissed off. She gave us earmuffs all night. And you had this belly shirt. You were rocking a belly shirt.
A half shirt?
You probably had a belly button ring.
Did you have a belly button ring?
Matt, you're probably one out of five dudes in America with a belly button ring. Did you have one? Say it isn't so.
Oh, God. No, you didn't have one.
I had a belly button ring. There was
a you had one. Dude, because I would disown you.
Matt, half shirts equal belly button rings.
Okay. Now, that was the 80s, though, man.
Bam, did you see the Madea, the McDade House Madea poster that Dave gave
he's
you?
I've hung up right now.
We're looking at it as we speak.
We're looking at it. Well, Matt, hey, let us hear you take a swig of booze before we go, because we have to play some rock and roll.
All right, well, you know, the fun part about drinking and driving is at night, especially, is when you see a state trooper, you just take a swig like, road soda.
How can you arrest me, officer? It's just a road soda.
Road soda.
You know what? I'll tell you what, on the road, I'm sick of seeing these freaking stickers, man. The goddamn Palmyra sticker. I'm not against the war. It's like, I support the troops, but this sticker asshole in front of me will not speed up, and I can't go around him.
Like road rage.
I say you throw a road soda at him.
Yeah, throw a bottle at him.
Matt, being your attitude so negative, I'm going to play a song from a band called Negative. Okay?
That sounds good.
If you have Sirius Radio, you got to listen to it. But thanks for answering the phone, and I'm so glad you're drinking and driving.
Keep up the good work, Matt.
Turn it up. This, I love you guys.
This is Negative, and the song is called Creeping Inside, and this is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
Are these kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it? On Faction 28.
Is that seriously the number?
Of course it is. Well, the thing was, we had a list of, like, options, and, it, you know, like,
Bam M, like Radio Bam, with like all this like one Radio Bam. I'm just like, and then all of a sudden it said Porn Bag. I'm like, what's Porn Bag about? They're like, well, it's just an available number. I'm like, well, that's definitely the number then.
That
Porn
number
Bag
was meant for you.
It's meant for me because it stands out. You can never forget it, and it's
right up my alley.
And it's right up the Dream Seller's alley here. And as a matter of fact, I think we should take some calls.
Oh, yeah.
We should take some calls, and I want to I want to apologize. Everyone here, Jess, Novak, Bam, Deco, and Sweet Rake is sitting next to me, and I have an apology. Last week, I gave away something I shouldn't have, and I told everyone to call Rake's phone number. So if anyone heard 610-496-7000...
Oh, man. Don't call that phone number.
Got all these little girls convinced it's Ryan Dunn's number, so I just told him I was gay.
That's the truth, though, isn't it, Rake?
Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, let's take some calls here.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, is this me on the radio?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, my God, Bam, you're so fucking cool, man. You're the only person. Was that you at the Manson show? Because you know that it was me. And, like, I think it was, like, an imposter fucking Bam. So I'm like, no fucking way, because I just started watching Viva La Bam, dude, and that show was sick.
Wait, where are you from?
What city?
What's that accent?
Brooklyn, New York City.
Brooklyn, New York? No, I saw Marilyn Manson in Amsterdam. That was the only place I saw him.
No,
it was a lookalike.
God,
yeah,
sister.
Lookalike, right? I was like, no, this guy's fucking an imposer. Dude, but you're, like, the hottest thing since fucking
she
white bread.
White bread.
Wow, there's a bunch of white bread sitting here in the room jammed with crackers.
I'm hotter than white bread.
Fucking rock on, dude. You're worse than me.
That is awesome.
Dude, you're still worse than me, and I would love to, like, get together. Are you?
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
How old are you first?
I'm 21, and I'm a fucking bartender.
What's your dimensions, love?
Oh, you're right up the Dream Seller's alley.
Come here. Talk to me, babe. Bam's my sideline man here, and I get laid off him. So before you even meet him, you have to drop drawers for me, babe.
Drop drawers? No, I'd rather just have him. You know, it's like one of a kind. You got a guy that likes music, okay, likes to fucking rock on, cause trouble. And that's so me, man. I don't even know how many times I've been, like, arrested for getting drunk.
So let's get arrested for making love in a bathroom, babe. Fuck arrested
Why
for
not
drunkenness.
In a plane?
Let's,
I mean, tell her everything you have access to. I mean, the Dream Seller has access to a private jet. He has access to a hot tub.
Platinum credit cards.
Yeah.
All that are BAMs. I like, all my access is BAM stuff. So if you're with me, you're basically with him because
all
my shit's his because I own nothing, babe.
My vision, baby.
Yeah, so let's fucking do this.
Show.
No more small talk.
You gotta meet up with Novak because if you don't, you have such an opportunity you're passing up. He'll give you an opportunity to get super crabs and like hi-fi AIDS.
I'll give you every disease you've thought of.
And new ones that they don't even know yet.
Hey, if you live in Brooklyn, then you can meet the Dream Seller himself at the Cradle of Filth concert
14th?
On the 14th.
We'll be there.
At Irving Plaza.
If you're there.
Yeah, you're going to be there. That's going to be fucking
Well, the Dream Seller's going to be there, and he's going to
we'll
be coming
be there,
hot.
But, Bam will be with me, but I seal a deal, babe. He just signed
Dude,
maybe a picture for you.
I have huge plans, and I'm going to, like, do Playboy soon, man. Like,
well, I'll be the judge if you belong in Playboy, all right, babe? Let's stop this. What you're going to do?
Oh, my
I
God.
Judge
so,
what
like,
will
how
happen,
are we
going right?
to do this, man? Do you, like, want to call me or something?
Well, look, man. Give me your give me your fucking information now, and I'll make sure you're on the guest list. And let me tell you, I can't even get on the guest list. Like, I don't belong, but because I'm Bam's friend, I'll get on, and I can get you on. So,
oh, yeah? So, like, we're going to still hook up, too. Like, I would love to meet
well,
you.
Well, you know, you will meet Bam, but only if you give me fast company in the bathroom.
Fast
company.
I'm better than company, man. And I'm a girl, and I'm a chick, and I rock on.
Babe, I don't care what you are. I'm just looking to bust off in the bathroom.
A girl
dude,
and a chick.
I love it.
Hey, I want your info right now because you will be, if you go to Cradle of Filth, you'll be on the guest list. I don't know if you'll show up, but if you will, have some sweet panties on because we're going to make them dirty, babe.
Yeah, put her fucking phone number on the radio.
Hey, this will be such great. Hey. What's your name? I'm going to have the Dream Seller putting you on the guest list.
Look, babe, hold on, and someone is going to take your information. No, don't say it now. Hold on. Someone's going to take your information and show up with some sweet pink thongs on because I'm going to make them dirty.
God help you if you have to take a piss because if you piss, you're getting laid with Novak. No chance.
You'll never forget it.
All right, yeah. So somebody take her info, and then in the meantime, we'll take another call.
Cool.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, how's it going, fella?
We're doing good.
Hey, there's no way I can top that last chick with, like, you know, I don't have, like, a pussy between my legs or anything.
why did you call that? I'm just kidding. It's
yeah, I didn't know that Rab wasn't going to be there tonight, but I was like, you know, the way you edited CKY4, you know, the him shitting on the glass window thing just, you know, I want to, like, you know, what's behind the scenes on that? I mean, how do you just decide that, you know, that you're going to shit on the glass window? I mean,
well, the thing was, we were all in New York, and we were there for Island Records because, Jess, you were signing the deal for Island, weren't you?
Yeah, we were up in Island Def Jam. And
we were staying right at the, what's the place called? The Time Hotel or something?
Yeah, the Time. Yeah.
So right down the street was a this diner. It was 8 in the morning, and I think we stayed up all night from drinking. But, hey, Dream Seller, you were there too.
Where?
I bet Rab $100 that he wouldn't press his ass up against that diner and shit at 8 in the morning.
Do you know that's where Ryan Dunn's nickname came from?
What?
Random Hero. Because remember when you're like, me and Rab were broke. We're like pinching pennies to go buy shots at the bar. And I'm like, yo, Bam, make sure some random hero doesn't grab him and try to arrest him to be a fucking king shit for the day. You're like,
oh, that
that's
is.
Ryan
yeah.
Dunn.
Yeah, we thought that there was going to be some random hero running by to grab Rab so he could get in trouble for shitting against
Ryan's
the diner.
And that's where names originated from.
And that's where it came
And, dude,
from.
He couldn't have picked a better place because it was, like, the nicest little breakfast place, like,
yeah.
Where all these, like, old
little
people
old
were
people.
Having, like,
well, the
nice
good thing,
breakfast.
The good thing about the CKY video is that there is no behind the scenes. Like, as raunchy as it gets, I'll put that right in the videos. But with Viva La Bam, on the other hand, we have to, like, put out DVDs later on and show all the bonus footage and
And they
like
censored
that.
Stuff on the DVD, even. That was kind of weird.
The wrong stuff.
Hey, so I got who all's in there right now?
Right now we got Raekyon, D. Camello, the Dream Seller, and my brother Jeff.
Mustard!
Oh, come on, man.
Oh,
no,
come
don't
on,
play that
man.
Game.
Man, you know, I drove from Memphis to Philadelphia to see the CKY premiere.
Did you know that we were just in Memphis about 3 hours ago?
What the fuck, man? You said you would come through Tennessee. I didn't know you came through Memphis.
I'm telling you, man, we're on a private jet. We go places.
We
went to three different states all day, man. We seriously drive up to the plane, take two steps, and hop onto the plane from the car that we just got out. It was retarded.
Hey, bro, just get into the sources, and you'll find out exactly where we're at.
We made friends with some guy named Dick, and he owned this plane, and he runs K2, and, like, he heard that there was going to be some water shortage, so he's like, I'm going to start a water company. Didn't know anything about it. He just had millions of dollars. Next thing you know, like, Starbucks, like, orange juice, every goddamn thing you think of, this waterworks company, it's called US Filter. He started that company, and now everybody uses his water because they must. And now he's wiping his ass with hundreds now.
This is totally off the subject. Remember when Phil was down at Graceland in Memphis and he got chased by the dogs?
Yeah,
he broke in.
Phil hopped
the fence
in Graceland, and as soon as he jumped over, he made it like 50 feet, and then these rabid Doberman pinchers started hauling ass at him. And they grabbed a bite of his ass on the way over the back.
He was trying to fling his big body over the fence.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it is.
No way.
Yeah, oh, it's totally true.
Damn.
Oh, man, we have some serious Phil stories.
That's
back
serious
in the
motivation
day.
Of a love of a person.
Yeah.
Novak.
Hey, let's take a little break and play a song because Novak just... Some fast company arrived, so I think you need to make an appointment in the bathroom, right?
She's waiting.
Yeah, all right, so
let's wrap this up.
Let's hear the Saints. This is the Saints. I don't know anything about the Saints, but I love this effing song. It's called Stranded.
And their field goal kicker kicked the longest field
and
goal.
And this is Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody took me the same. With love without a third of reflection, I'm lost in a final direction, and I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
You do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Wow. Oh, this break, I am so excited to breathe my horrible breath all over Jeff Margera, Brandon Novak, Nexus Bam, Deco, I hate you, and myself, and I am luscious Drake, smell my breath. Unleash the passion of my stench.
You know what, he's using the excuse because I was feeding him shrimp and like cakes and Boston Market turkey underwater in scuba gear right in front of Fairman's in Westchester today for the MTV show.
That's all right, because I'll make my breath fresh with a urinal cake.
Oh, come on.
Hey, speaking of Rake, he just signed on to check out that the girl that we just talked to's picture that she sent. And Novak, what do you think?
God, you should see her tits.
I'm going to tell you right now, Honey Bunny, a.k.a. Fast Company for the concert, / Cradle of Filth. Game on, babe. We just got your thing, whatever you sent, because I don't even know what you sent, because I just came from prison 6 months ago. I had to make Rake sign on because any computer I ever owned, I sold within 5 minutes of receiving it for a next shot of heroin. So, Rake signed on. We all looked at it, and you are fucking hot, so have your game face on. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, cradle the titties
again. Oh, Novak, I just want to sit by fireside chats while you tell me filth stories about your dirty crotch.
Well, why don't you just come and be witness to it?
I don't know. If I have some rubber gloves and like a toxic suit.
You need like a face mask to come in the room while I'm having sex. Yeah. You need like clean filtered air to breathe while I'm making love. To a nice girl.
Just do what I do after sex. Mop up with bleach.
Novak autographs asses with his semen. He just spells it out in cursive.
I just bust off that much that I just write full paragraphs.
Oh, it's the best. Yo, here's the best thing ever. I was telling you guys about Novak earlier. Novak lives at my house, and the MTV crew wakes me up every morning at 10 in the morning because we usually start filming here. And, you know, Novak lives at the house, so these PAs come in to wake me up, and Novak's on the big screen jerking off to porn, and he doesn't even stop. He just keeps doing it.
You're like, Novak, where's Bam? Meanwhile, I got the baby lotion out. I'm going to town, a fresh piece of paper to bust off on, you know, and I'm fucking getting busy. I'm at like 2 seconds from climax, and I'm like, you just fucked up the moment because I was 2 minutes away. Now it's going to be 5 minutes. They're like, where's Bam? Like, he's in his room. They're like, aren't you going to stop? No.
And he's just like, anybody else would, like, quick and grab like a towel and cover up like, oh, I was just watching The Sopranos, you know, I'm just taking no way, he just keeps doing it. Just,
I was in prison for 22 months jerking off with a guy sleeping right above me. Why would I stop now when I have a very popular person who's going to co-sign what I do because it's funny?
Did you get any ass in prison?
There were a few times my money ran out and I needed snacks and Little Debbie, so I had to make do. You know, whatever.
Jess, remember when I caught you jerking off when I was in like ninth grade?
Oh, dude, so funny. We caught each other like 10 times. Like, by the end, we would just be like, "Yo, what's up?"
But not the first time, man.
Oh, dude.
It was 3 a.m. I don't know why I was awake, but like we both had to go to school the next day. I opened up this door. He thought it was locked, but it wasn't. But sometimes if you pull it hard enough, because the doors were so ghetto, because Phil always bought the cheap shit because he had a coupon for it. But anyway. I popped open the door and he like dives for his computer to shut it off. I'm just like, ooh, what are you typing, a love letter to your girlfriend? I'm like, you were typing a love letter, weren't you? He's like, no, I wasn't typing a love letter. I'm like, yeah, you were. So I dive to go turn it on, and then this fucker starts wrestling to me for no reason. So we're like wrestling around for like at least 10 minutes, and finally I get off of him and I dive towards the computer to turn it back on, and here it is with some girl all spread out. Like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, ew, I just wrestled you with a hard-on for 10 minutes. That's disgusting.
No, remember, I don't know if it was you or Rad, but we used to have the Spice Channel at the old house.
I remember that.
And like somebody fell asleep in mid jerk off, and Abe just came up to like get a glass of water or something. She's like, "Are you serious?"
It was bad.
How about the time when we hooked up with a girl from 15 North?
I
continuously banged her out all night long. After I'm done banging her out, Rab didn't even want to fuck her. He just wanted to eat her out. So he's eating out my dirty. Rab continuously. This happened like 3 times in a row. Continuously enjoyed himself with my leftover pleasures with this woman. And then the best part
is,
Ape wakes up at 7 in the morning to make his like nice breakfast, like eggs and bacon, and finds bra and panties.
She left her underwear up
on
top of the stove.
Ape's like, oh, loser bees. There's some like girl like naked in the corner with Rab hugging her after I've done
and
made myself happy a
at night,
times with her.
She looked cute at nighttime. But then when she got up the next morning, it looked like a bulldog with a blonde wig. She was like, hey, good morning, guys. We had a good time last night, huh?
Man, like, dude, the sickest ever. I caught Rab himself. We were like,
this is great.
Oh, man. We were like 17 or something, and we lived at the house that Don Vito now lives in, which is across the street from a shit factory. And the basement is so hideous. It's
dude,
like a dungeon.
It's like a damn dungeon down there with like spider webs.
There's like cobwebs everywhere.
Yeah,
and
so
like
gnarly.
It's just the most disgusting basement ever. I went down there to get like whatever, something, like my skateboard or something. And I look out in the distance, and I see this like sick ass hanging out, like this shiny ass. I'm like, Brad, what the hell are you doing? He turns around and his dick is covered with shellac. I'm like, ew, you're using baseball glove oil? My sick, haggard basement?
Doesn't that make it more sticky?
Like, there's nothing that will turn you on in that basement. You know what I mean? It's just like you want to leave as soon
like,
as you
why
get in
my
there.
Basement?
Oh, how dude, it like, smells like mold and mildew and everything. Like, it's just not the place to get into.
With, like, hardly any light coming in. All you can see is, like, a little gross white ass and, like, a linseed oil shellac.
So sick, dude. So like, that's not the place to whip it out and start fucking waxing.
But in the back corner with all the spiders, it's like, ew, like that's the best spot.
There's a sexy table legs.
Ew. Sexy table legs. Nothing attractive about that at all.
Good God.
Unless you use it for like a quick bed or something. You know, bang her out on the table and then it's hot.
But it's all about peepholes and urinals, isn't it?
Oh, wow. So, that airplane, that jet that you guys were on, took off pretty faster than Rake and a delicious man's ass, right?
Oh, come on.
Did I tell you about the last plane I was on? I went to, like, go take a leak in the bathroom in the back, you know, and I was sitting all the way up front.
And Novak was in there with a girl. No, he won.
No, it was bad, though.
I was
like, I was taking a piss, and I let one rip. And, like, I let it, like, clear out for a little bit, you know? But it must have just got caught in my pants or something. Uh-huh. So then I walk out of the bathroom, and I start walking up to my seat. And, like, I sit down, and, like, Darren's sitting right next to me from CKY, and he's like, yo, dude, did you rip one? And I'm like, I did, like, 3 minutes ago. And he's like, dude, you brought it with you. And I turn around, and I see the whole plane looking at me like, you asshole. Like, I was just known as the fart guy on that whole plane. Like, everybody knew me as that.
I remember, dude, I got on a, this was the funniest but worst flight I've ever got on. I got on a flight with Steve-O and Party Boy, of all people.
Oh, God, no.
Dude, Steve-O and Party Boy are hell, but when they're together, they're special hell. Dude, okay, Steve-O gets on all hopped up on who knows what. The stewardess was actually just like, did you take drugs? And he was like, yes, I did, but I took them before I got on the flight, which is perfectly legal. So then... He sits down, I look over, and Party Boy is just out of his mind. We're like, up in the air about 10,000 feet at least. This guy grabs his bag and starts walking towards the front. And she's like, sir, what are you doing? He's just like, well, I'm getting off the plane. Isn't it time to get off? They're like, no, we're not landing for another 4 hours. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he takes his shirt off for no reason. He looks at the whole entire plane and puts up his hands and, like, shows him his muscles with his shirt off. And he goes, I'm not going to apologize for my manly physique. And then all this turbulence came up, and then he fell on the ground. And then he pissed his pants later on.
God, Steve-O was telling me they were putting newspaper on him like he was a little puppy, like to try and stop him to piss.
And then there was another flight on when we were in Europe. We were filming the show, and we had an 8-hour layover at the Heathrow Airport. Oh, 8 hours. Man. That's a whole day. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do for 8 hours? Dunn just looks at the fucking pub, and he's just like, let's just get annihilated. So he's like, by the time the MTV crew gets here, let's not even remember their faces or names. So, like, we just sat there and drank. We had police officers following us around with AK-47 just in case we didn't do anything stupid. So we get on the plane annihilated, and there's two seats, and then there's like a space, and then there's three seats, and then two seats. And me and Dunn were in two seats. So I'm laying across the two seats with my feet hanging out, and Dunn is just laying on the ground. And they're trying to slap us awake, and we're not even budging. And they're just like, sir, you're going to have to need to get... They had to pick up Ryan Dunn because he was laying on the floor and carry him to, like, a back... Like, they gave him his own row just because he was so annihilated. They were so mad at us.
Oh, dude, you can't drink with Dunn. Man.
That was like the bra give me instructions on our flight to California.
I heard
that?
About that.
Oh, yeah, we pulled an all-nighter because we had to get on a flight at noon. And, you know, if we have to get up that early, it just
like,
ain't happening.
It's like 7 p.m. and me and Bam and a couple others decide it'd be the best thing in the world to stay up. Great idea at the time. 7 a.m. wake-up call comes.
Why is it always such a good idea at the time? Like, you're at the bar, it's like midnight. We're like, yeah, man, we're drinking. We just got to pull an all-nighter so we can get on the flight. That way
we're high-fiving to all-nighters at that time.
Yeah, so like 11 o'clock rolls around. I'm like dead tired. I'm like, this is the worst decision I've ever made
so
in my entire life.
So we're woken up on Thanksgiving morning at 10 o'clock to go to the airport.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving. We get to the airport. There's like kids in suits, mothers with Bibles and ties and shit on. And we get there. And they're like, Mr. Novak, we have a seat for you in the exit row. Is that fine? Will you help assist? I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Just get me on the plane. Let's go. So I get on the plane. The steward, I have my shades on, man. I finally might get a minute's sleep here. I'm passed out. This lady's like, okay, I'm going to give you this manual. I need you to read some stuff, then I'm going to quiz you on it. I'm like, a goddamn quiz at 10 a.m.? I've been up all night? No. So she continues on this quiz. She's like, read this. I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'll try my hardest. Dude. Whatever. I can't
all
even like,
above.
Spell my name right now, but
you've
I'll read.
You've been hopped up on heroin in alleys for 10 years, and now you're doing a quiz?
I don't know. I failed out of school because I got caught shooting dope in the back room. So me and Books in school aren't like on the same page.
Now you have a fucking pop quiz?
Yeah. So the fucking bitch comes back to me and she says, have you read the manual? Yeah, well, I haven't read it, man. Come on, let's do this so I can go back to sleep, man. I have shades on. She starts asking questions. I'm like, yeah, whatever. She says, can you take your glasses off? Because we need to have eye contact here. I'm like, are you fucking serious, man? So I take the glasses off, and all I heard was, will you help people if there's a problem? I'm like, babe, if the plane goes down, I'll fucking help anyone because I'd like to die right now myself. And it's Thanksgiving morning. And what did she say, Bam?
She's like,
sir. Would you stop being so negative on Thanksgiving?
She's trying to tell me how to feel on Thanksgiving. Shut the fuck up and get these people sodas and pretzels, man. Don't tell me how to feel.
Why? You could be negative any other day, but it's Thanksgiving, so you shouldn't be negative. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
She's trying to control my feelings.
Which brings us to Thanksgiving. Now, we pull up to L.A. right after the flight, and it's Thanksgiving, and we pull up to the Hyatt on Sunset, and across the street is the House of Blues, and here's this big sign that says Cradle of Filth. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to miss it because I'm only here for a day. And he's like, wait, it's Thursday. Isn't that today? I'm like, there's a Cradle of Filth concert. So as soon as I look over, I see the Cradle of Filth tour bus pull in. We hop on it, and we substituted our turkey dinners with Jägermeister.
And our turkey dinner was a cold lunch meat turkey sandwich and tons of booze. Best Thanksgiving I've ever had in my life.
Was it?
Yeah, well, the last one I was in the penitentiary for. So why wouldn't it be?
What'd you eat there?
Oh, they gave us double portions, so that was cool. But the best part was, like, mail. I got mail from loved ones who didn't forget about me on a 22-month fucking time.
Lovers from bathrooms gone by.
Yeah. Did your dad write you a letter?
No. You know where my dad is right now?
Where?
I told you, man.
Where is he?
Well, my grandmother and grandfather were extremely loaded. He's a crack addict. That's where I got my ways from, I believe. Genetics. Shot dope, smoked crack together on the regular.
Nice.
They left him a fucking beautiful home with tons of money. He somehow took a second mortgage out on it, spent all the money, got high on crack one night, called the police, said people were trying to break into him. He boarded up all the windows of a beautiful home with 15 acres, and then caught the house on fire. So now if I take
from
you,
crack?
Yeah, from crack. He thought, like,
he lit the house on fire from crack.
Yeah, he was all nervous trying to, like, get warm.
Did he do it on purpose?
Fire. Oh, no.
Was it a crack fire?
It made sense because you're high. You know? So he lit a goddamn fire to keep warm. Meanwhile, it turned the whole house into a fucking shell. You can't even live there anymore. So if I take you to Baltimore City right now, Deco, he's rolling around on a wheelchair trying to get $10 for another hit. Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't get any insurance money?
No, he owes money because he took a second mortgage out on it.
What an idiot.
That's why he's evicted from there.
Yeah, how much money could he got for that house if we would have played his cards right?
Easy 900 grand. Easy.
Really?
That's easy, like, first buyer. He could have held out and made, like...
Why do the drug addicts always fuck everything up?
I mean, I know exactly where he's coming from.
Okay. Novak for 10 years is, like, you know, trying to sell furniture. Like, he steals $400 pieces of furniture just to get $10 for it. Now that he's hanging with me all the time, we pull up in, like, private jets and land in these, like, random executive terminals. They leave their cars unlocked with the keys sitting
on
the fucking seat.
How happy was I about that?
He's just like, man, how come I couldn't have figured this out? And
I went to each car, pulled the keys out, and said, God damn, why'd I stop getting high so soon? I mean, he goes, this dude right here, Bam Margera, goes and buys a Lamborghini, right? $180,000 car. You know, most people try to penny pinch, get like $2,000-$3,000 off the deal. I'm like, yo, Bam, you want me to talk? Like, I do his dirty work for him, I guess. So I'm like, you want me to get like $10,000 off this or something? He's like, no, just whatever. So it's $190,000. Then he says, well, I need it like sparkly purple with a big heartogram on the side. And that's an extra $20,000. I said, Bam, like, let me get at least $5,000 off this. Maybe, I don't know, maybe give me $2,000 and then I'd just be happy with the rest of my life. No, but to make up for it all, in the Lamborghini dealership, there are models, real models, that open the door for you, bring you coffee. So they weren't letting any of them come back.
Here's the best part. So one of the girls comes back when we're buying the Lamborghini.
So fucking hot.
And she's just like, are you guys being helped? And Novak's like, holy shit, obviously by the wrong person, babe. Why don't you get over here? So the guy who's selling us the cars is like, I'm sorry, these girls aren't allowed back here. And Novak's just like, well, then we're not buying a fucking car then. And then they're just like, okay, they can stay. So this girl's like sitting on Novak's lap the whole time, and he's just like, are you going to call her or what?
Well, needless to say, I made the phone call.
You could lie, yeah.
Well, I'm not lying. You fucked that up. I don't lie about anything. Well, I don't always talk.
Don't say your name out loud, but you can
but
say.
But I need to say, we made a phone call, but I'm so important now, I had to catch the private jet in the morning that I couldn't meet up with her that night. I've just been blowing my phone up all week, so when we go pick the Ferrari up, I told her to have hot
It's a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini. I don't know anything about cars. I just know how to steal them, man. You're like talking foreign about like Lamborghinis and Ferraris. They're never was. Yeah, they thought I was so high class. Like, Mr. Novak, would you like a cigarette? Would you like to smoke in here? I'm like, I don't even have $2 in my pocket. Why do you treat me like royalty?
But they have no idea because I'm hanging with him.
That's right.
Let's take a little break and hear Turbo Negro. What do you say?
Well, hell yeah.
This band is from Norway, and they were on my show on the Don't Feed Phil episode. And this song is called Ride With Us on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Are you ready?
Your parents absolutely fucking nuts. Turn it up.
Wow, well that's it for tonight. Wow, this, you're listening to the lovely Rick now.
Oh, I had my mouth full with a Texas Tommy. I hope he's good. And from everyone here, Jeff Margera, Brandon Novak, Bam Margera, and Dicky Mello, I hate you. Won't you listen to this last song with us? All night long, you've been listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28. Don't forget the phone number, 877-PORNBAG. And right now...
Hold on, I just want to say later to everybody, and next episode, next week, I'm going to play you some prank phone calls and some Narkill, which is Brandon DiCamello here, and it's some good-ass shit, and it's pretty much Brandon freestyling to...
which we did today on the streets of Westchester.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. That was fun.
Don't forget the website, bam@serious-radio.com. Oh, your mom. Oh, no, I mean your dad. I love him. Oh, and right now, from all of you to all of us, whatever that means, I'm so horny for an oven grinder. 69 eyes, still waters run deep in my ass.
Right in here,
at Sirius 28 Faction.
Still alive next to me, and your innocent heart to be. I feel so complete.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.